Max Weber was a prodigious artist who produced sculpture, prints, and drawings in addition to paintings. His small sculptural maquettes from 1915 are some of the earliest modern sculptures produced by an American artist. Weber also published articles on aesthetics, including the influential The Fourth Dimension from a Plastic Point of View in Alfred Stieglitz's eminent journal, Camerawork, the first interpretation of the fourth dimension as it relates to modern art, two books of poetry, Cubist Poems in 1914 and Primitives in 1926, and Essays on Art in 1916. Weber's career has traced the history of modern art through its many phases, from Fauvism through Cubism to a personal expressionism that won him accolades during the latter years of his illustrious career. In 1948, he was voted one of the 10 best artists, second only to John Marin, living in the United States. Ralph M. Pearson summed up Weber's importance in his 1954 article, The Modern Renaissance in American Art.
He, more than any other American, has become our living old master. His art is old as it is new, which fact again establishes the synthesis of living art traditions in which the new carries the old. In this respect, Weber has done his task well. He is a rock of ages in the history of contemporary art.